Busy Liz's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Today marks the summer solstice, and with it, potentially thoughts of summer holiday days out with the kids and then fish and chips for tea, or dinner, if you prefer. Last September, Stray FM's Beth Parsons received a glowing report from Busy Liz's in Skipton regarding her fish filleting skills.
Yeah,
you did, actually. Better than me, did you really? No, you did really well.
Not to be outdone by my Stray FM pal, I decided to pop along to Busy Lizzie's preparation unit to meet Alan and the team to try my hand at filleting cod and haddock.
Same size piece of fish, 8 to 16 ounce fillets. So, I'll pick two pieces side by side. What's the difference? What can you see straight away?
Colour.
Cod, more whiter, and haddock's slightly pinkier in flesh. Right, now even though these are the same size, if you look at the... Imagine the rings of a tree.
Yep.
So the rings, or the lines of the growth lines, are actually smaller in haddock to cod. They're slightly chunky, so it's a flakier fish. So what we've got, haddock has got less bones in. So if you were a chef and you were doing it, you'd probably do it skin side down. We do it skin side up. When you feel down for the bone on the backbone, you can actually feel where it stops. So haddock's usually 5 to 7 bones. It's about 11 on cod. We sort of grab under the flesh side. So the loin's to the right. So the first cut of a fish is the loin, which is from the head down. So if you ever see cod loin, that's what that is.
Yeah.
There's no trimming. So what we do is put a knife in, feel where the point of the bone is, follow the bone. I always do the flap side first.
Any particular reason?
It's twice as hard to cut. I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
And obviously I always put the bone to the bottom because I'm pulling it towards myself. And it's just a lot easier to do it. So, even though they're both the same, so we boned it with the head part towards me, and I turn it round, because when you're bringing your knife down, you want to go away from the thickest part. So I use my hand as a guide. So
okay. My
hand is actually 4 inches wide. I use 3 for my biggest fingers. Use it as a guide and go around my hand, not getting my thumb. So that is about the length of my hand. 3 fingers wide and about 8 inches long, and that's one piece. And that should weigh 4¾ ounces. Now, the secret is to only make it one of my finger's thickness in depth, 12 mil in thickness. Because obviously you want every fish to be identical,
yeah,
in size-wise. Because otherwise, if you get two pieces of fish and chips and you sat across the table at each other, you're going to go, yours is bigger than mine. So we want them all to be the same. So you've got to angle your knife. So we want to imagine you're running your knife at the side of the bone and you're wanting to scrape right down the side, so you don't want to leave any flesh because you don't want to waste the fish. So you're angling it in a V,
yep,
from the top of the bone through to the flesh. So you want to be right-handed, that point facing
so
right,
about 45 degrees.
Yep, and then just go on the side. So if you feel the bone, can you feel the bone or not?
Yeah, I can feel it there.
Okay, right now, and work round the bone. So you're at the wrong side of the bone that way. So you just put it down that side of it, just there.
Oh, okay.
And then go in. Now use the point. So the thing is with a knife, it's the point that does all the work. So, like I said to you before, I do things differently to my staff. I'll give you a boning knife.
Okay.
That was my fish filleting knife. But I use that all the time.
So what's the difference between the filleting knife and the boning knife?
It's nearly the same size blade. So it's about a 9.5-inch blade for mine and about a 7.5-inch blade. Mine's 2 inches in depth and yours is about an inch in depth.
Right.
So you're only using the point.
Okay.
Whereas I actually don't do it that way, but when you're actually born in, you really need to do it this way.
Just
because I my knife's, the blade is sharpened differently.
Right, okay. So just feeling for the bone.
So
again,
you're feeling for the bone, go on the inside. So you feel the bone there, so you want to go on that left hand side.
Yeah.
Don't mind if you take a bit too much.
Alright.
Go on there down. Pull it down. Okay. And then you do the other way, so then feel it that way.
You see, I thought the bone would be more defined than this.
Right, I'm gonna help you next time. I'm gonna find a bigger one.
And so with a larger piece of fish to work on and with more tips from Alan, did my filleting skills improve?
You should be able to hear it clicking all the way around it. It's because you're sculpting around the bone. You're using the bone as your actual guide.
Right.
Whereas what you did was, because of the angle of the blade, you then cut straight through the bone. Bear in mind there's like a 6-centimetre gap between.
Yep.
So you've gone between the two and that's why you've missed that one. And it's a bit more on the top. So you needed to curve your hand. It's a little bit...
So if you were to sell this in Busy Lizzie's now, the customer would come back and say, oi, there's a bone in my fish.
It wouldn't have left the prep room with a bit of luck.
Every Every single piece of fish served in both Busy Lizzie's takeaway and restaurants are checked several times over after filleting and before frying to make sure that you, the customer, receives a first-class portion of fish with your chips every single time. My fillets, well, they were beginning to turn out a little on the large side.
So now your that piece there, although it's nice, it's a nice piece. Anybody who wants a piece of fish, you want this young man to come and do it for you. So that's a bit longer than my hand, look. It's right. About an extra inch and a half.
So I'm being too generous.
And it's a little bit wider, but it's a good piece of fish.
Could you still serve that as like an extra large portion, or would you trim that down?
We trim it.
Right.
We have to trim it because, I'll show you what we do. You know, like if you want a fish bite or a goujon, I've just made a 1¼ ounce goujon.
There you go.
Which you wouldn't think that, obviously that would have been like 5 ounces, 5½ ounces, and now it's 4¾ ounces.
That's what I was thinking of doing, seeing Al. I was doing a job. I was doing a fillet of fish and doing a goujon at the same time.
I'm angling the knife 45 degrees to the actual fish, and then I'm going to go down my length and then sort of butt off the bottom. So if you look at the...
I'm with you.
So you've got a point.
Yeah.
And I've got...
So although it appears virtually the same length, once that goes in the fryer...
It'll shorten them.
Yeah.
The first thing the person sees on the tray is the fish. So if it's not equal and everyone's equal, you'd be obviously upset.
Yeah.
So we try our hardest to make them equal.
Okay, so haddock and cod, both filleted.
Mm-hmm.
Verdict...
I can't give you a 10.
No, I didn't expect a 10.
Well, Beth got a 10.
Beth got a 10, didn't she?
She got a 10. But only because she got a 10 is because it's how you hold the knife and what you do with the knife, not really about the boning.
Right.
I didn't really need to explain, like I just did then, about the angling the knife a different way. She sort of got that instantly, so it was easy for me to train her. But obviously, everybody's different, so you need different techniques to train.
I need knife skills.
You need better knife skills. The different knife skills.
So score out of 10.
I'll give you a healthy 7.
Okay, all right.
But
I'll take
I think that's not bad for a first attempt.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder than you think.
It just needs training, and all it takes about a good knife. I'd probably give you a bad knife because I don't like that knife.
Yes,
I don't like that.
Yes,
I didn't give Beth that knife because she got mine.
Although they always say a bad workman blames his tools.
Blame the tool as well, because I hate that knife.
So Beth may have got a 10, but as Alan states himself, blame the knife. We can call it a draw, can't we? No? Okay. Busy Lizzie's can be found Swadford Street and High Street car park in Skipton, and learn more about their extensive menus at busylizzies.co.uk.
Busy Lizzie's on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.